I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. One of the hardest questions for an avid reader is, what is your favorite book? The task is no easier to come up with a list of my favorites over the first 5 years of Likely Stories. So I decided to pick two from each reading year. 2910, Brooklyn by Colm Tóibín. Tóibín's prose weaves a serene tale of life in Ireland and Brooklyn, New York. The main character, Ellis, matures quickly after her arrival and develops a relationship with a young man she meets at a dance. Tóibín writes lovely prose. And Ballistics by Billy Collins. This collection by my favorite poet sparkles with all the wit and humor which characterizes his poetry. 2010-11, Cleopatra, A Life by Stacy Schiff. Schiff has written one of the most entertaining biographies I've ever read. She brings the Queen of the Nile into sharp focus with all her strengths and weaknesses. Also, The Elegance of the Hedgehog by Muriel Barbary, another writer with elegant and beautiful prose, which tells the story of a close bond between a loner and a young girl who share a love of books and reading. 2011-12, The Radetzky March by Joseph Roth. The thread which ties this list together has emerged, spectacular, beautiful, and enchanting prose. This novel, set during the Napoleonic Wars, might not seem interesting, but that would be a mistake on any reader's part. Next, The Golden Droplet by Michel Tournier. The story of a young girl's search for a woman who took her photograph excites, saddens, and pleases on every page. 2012-13, The Red and the Green by Iris Murdoch. Murdoch is one of my top three authors. Her novels have a large cast of characters with intricate plots. Nearly every one of her novels is a masterpiece. And Wolf Hall by Hilary Mantel. This first volume in a trilogy covers the life and loves of the Tudor court of Henry VIII. This Booker Prize winner was followed by the same award for Part 2, Bring Up the Bodies. Part 3 is due out sometime in 2015. I can't wait. 2013-14. Now we come to my fifth year of sharing my love for fine literature with my dedicated and faithful listeners. I have declared a dead heat between Donna Tartt's The Goldfinch and Haruki Murakami's 1Q84. Tartt's work is one of the finest novels I have ever read. Despite its length, it was a fast read, a page-turner, some might say, about a young man who loses his mother in a terrorist attack, but new friends place him on a much more secure path to adulthood. This is a must-read. And finally, Haruki Murakami's 1Q84. It's another must-read. Again, I urge readers not to allow the length, 933 pages, to deter from reading this fascinating story of two children who share a secret bond neither of them fully understands. 20 years after their single encounter, they search for each other. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Thank you for listening the last 5 years, and join me again next time for Likely Stories and happy reading.